physically what we're doing is we're building a network of Syrian expatriates, and then we have structured projects that people can join. So, for example, we have a mentorship and scholarship program. In other ways, we have a career development program as well as entrepreneurship program. So, for example, in the entrepreneurship program, we will be running, among many other things, Syrians abroad who are helping, who can help to build startups or support startups inside Syria. In the career development, you will have Syrians around the world who run businesses, provide internship programs to young Syrian graduates or professionals, and then that would lead into developing the career potential for these young Syrians.
It must be really difficult for you as an expat Syrian living and watching what's happening in Syria, and I guess seeing the infrastructure and the universities, that sort of stuff is just falling apart. So does it make you feel a long way away, and that's the reason that you're doing this?
Given what's happening in Syria, everybody is trying to help me and the Jassur team. The infrastructure for development is severely underdeveloped, to say the least, even before the event started. Now there's a chance where everybody of the Syrian expat is interested in helping and supporting somehow. It was very easy for us. This is an example. It was surprising that it was very easy for us to get the support of so many Syrians around the world suddenly when we just said that we are thinking about doing something like that. And that support was overwhelming, and it took so many shapes. So people providing their times, their efforts, their networks, their resources in different ways. We did this in the right moment. It is about the future. So everybody is interested in contributing in that, regardless of where they stand on the political spectrum.
When you watch it all on the news and you hear all the news reports, I mean, how do you feel when you see them all on television?
It's heartbreaking for all Syrians, regardless. When people watch what's happening, it's devastating, it's painful. And that only give us, for me personally, and people in Jassur as well, give us another motive, another incentive to actually do what we're doing. This will continue and I think will grow. And so many Syrians are interested to build on the feelings they have, to channel it somehow, to try to help in the future.